You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Senate Republican leaders are sending strong signals. They want to get a vote by the 4th of July on a bill to replace the Affordable Care Act. What could this mean for small businesses? They need to compete for talent with the big companies, which certainly means offering health insurance. But small employers are finding that difficult because of cost and other burdens. With us now is Craig Vanderburg. He's chief operating officer of Michigan's largest professional employer organization, Tryon Solutions. They manage payroll, insurance coverage, benefits, and other HR-related functions for small businesses. Craig, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
When we talk about small businesses, Craig, just what are we talking about? What defines a small business?
U.S. Small Business Administration defines a small business as having less than 500 employees working for them. And at Tryon Solutions, we actually focus kind of on that market, that kind of anywhere from 2 employees to 500.
About how many are there in Michigan? How much of the state's workforce do they employ?
In the state of Michigan, and we find in Michigan the ratio is fairly consistent to the national average, about 80% of all businesses are defined and have employees in that small business market.
So by many accounts, small businesses really experienced major changes when the Affordable Care Act went into place. What have you seen? What have been the ACA's most significant effects on small businesses?
The qualifiers under the ACA in the beginning were if you had 100 or more eligible employees, and that threshold has come down now to 50. So if you have 50 or more eligible employees, and that is employees that are working on average more than 30 hours a week, a small business is subject to compliance and all the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. In that definition of small businesses, that kind of, you know, 1 to 500, the lion's share you'll find significant total ratio is in that 50 or more. So all of these small businesses with 50 or more eligible employees are found themselves subject to the mandate of offering health care under the ACA.
And what has that been like? What kind of a lift has it been for these employers?
Well, you know, healthcare, by and large, certainly is an ongoing large issue in the United States. From the perspective of a small business or a small employer, 50 or more, lots of employers still were not in a position before the ACA to be able to afford healthcare, and were not offering it within the workplace. And candidly, lots of our clients in lots of small businesses with 50 or more had that burden bestowed upon them and still couldn't afford it, but had to figure out how to put that out there.
What did that mean in terms of numbers and cost for these businesses? I'm thinking, as you've watched companies cope with the ACA over the last few years, from where you sit managing payroll and health benefits, how has that hit the numbers for these companies?
The challenge is that if you qualify and you have to offer health care in your workplace, you have to sponsor the cost associated with these health care plans for your employees. And under the Act, you cannot withhold or cause your employees to pay more than roughly 9% of their adjusted income towards those premiums. So the other roughly 90% of these health care premiums have to be picked up by small business. So if you're a small business with, say, you know, 50 employees, and that average cost, let's call it in a workplace, around $1,000 a month, you're picking up $900 of that cost on 50 employees that you never had before, and now under the ACA you were forced to pick that up. So that could be anywhere from, you know, maybe $300,000 to $500,000 a year for an employer with just 50 employees.
That's a big hit.
Oh, it's a huge number. It's a huge number.
So certainly we've heard a lot of talk about the bill passed by the House, the Affordable Health Care Act, and it's predicted to cause more than 20 million Americans to lose their health insurance. What would the AHCA mean for small businesses? Help or hurt?
Our perspective is that it would probably have a positive impact on small business. Going back to that number that you just mentioned on the number of heads that potentially would lose their insurance, the lion's share of that number is driven out of the fact that under the AHCA, you would lose the mandate on a national basis that the Affordable Care Act has. Everybody has to purchase insurance. So in theory, in other words, of that 20 million roughly number, you may have 10 or 15 million people that would simply choose not to buy insurance. So the net result is that that's 10 or 15 million people that would lose insurance under the definition, but that would be a voluntary choice as opposed to the mandate today that you have to have insurance.
But then who carries the freight for people, the medical freight, if you will, the bill, when people who choose not to have insurance get sick?
So I think that under the House bill, there's a number of flexible options for those folks today. You have young single people, for example, in the workforce that have lost options like policies that used to exist before the ACA where you could pick up catastrophic coverage. You could go into or have incentives to pick up catastrophic coverage with flexible spending or healthcare savings accounts. A lot of those options went away, and you had to buy the minimum mandated requirements under the ACA. You've heard about the Bronze Plan, for example,
right. And
you had to buy those through the exchange. You've got lots and lots of people under the ACA today, and I think you would have those people under the House bill that would opt out of any kind of a mandate. Young, healthy people would pick up plans, for example, that have coverages that start at, say, $10,000 in a deductible, but they would have that for catastrophic care. The House bill, as we understand and interpret it too, also picks up and takes care of the indigent and has very good tax incentives for those that would need to buy health insurance or want to buy health insurance still under the AHCA. That would make it actually, candidly, in most cases, we think very affordable compared to some of the options under the ACA.
Now, the Senate Working Group is, as we speak, drawing up a bill very much wrapped in secrecy. What do you make of the way the Senate's been handling the bill so far? I'm thinking with many changes will greatly affect tens of thousands of small business owners. So I imagine they'd like to know what's going on and have a little more transparency.
Personally, and as a company that tries to help small businesses out, not overly fond about the way the Senate is handling their work and communications on their bill. I think it's reminiscent of how the ACA was passed in the first place, where you have kind of one party focused on driving a piece of legislation through the process and not a lot of talk and interaction. I think, though, what you'll end up with is a Senate bill that potentially does get through the Senate. And I think, by and large, you're going to end up with a number of working groups between the House and the Senate that are going to try and put a bill together, because neither bill will probably be signed in its current form. So you're going to have to see some reconciliation between the House bill and the Senate bill, I would think.
So for small business owners in Michigan, what should they be watching for?
So I think you have to pay very close attention to what's going on with health care in general. And you'll recall that one of the things that President Trump did when he came into office is he suspended the mandate of certain requirements under the ACA for small businesses at kind of 50 and over, although it still is the law of the land. So you have compliance departments that are obligated to follow up and follow the law. Small businesses need to comply with the ACA today. Small businesses that work with Trion, we make sure that they're in compliance with the ACA. But you really need to stay focused in support, and I would say talk to your congresspeople and your senators in support as a small business the need to see a positive impact and change from the Affordable Care Act to something that looks rather different. Because, again, the economic burdens are pretty substantial for small business.
Is it fair to say most of your members would like to see the ACA repealed?
I can say that I've never sat down, and we service about 600 small businesses nationally. Probably a third of those are just here in the state of Michigan. I've never sat down with one of our clients that said, geez, I really enjoy the fact that the ACA is the law of the land. The contrary has always been the case. Hey, this is a horrible scenario for me and my small business. You've got to help us out. And candidly, what do you think? Can we get this to go away? I think that small businesses, if you poll them today, probably 90-plus percent would take the position that the Affordable Care Act has not been constructive for the small business community.
Craig Vanderburg is Chief Operating Officer of Michigan's largest professional employer organization, Trion Solutions. Craig, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Cindy, and thanks again.